You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
It's time for Rant.
Today's rant is brought to you by New Works Plumbing of Sacramento. For your plumbing needs and repairs, just go to newworksplumbing.com. They've got a fix for you. That's newwrxplumbing.com. Remember, they're available around the clock for all of your plumbing needs and services. That is New Works Plumbing, newwrxplumbing.com. I am super excited for tomorrow's podcast. I just finished interviewing Susan Waldman, Yankee broadcaster. I had her on a year ago. She is awesome, and you will not want to miss tomorrow's episode on If You Don't Like That. The Sacramento Kings, I think they had their worst loss of the year last night, and that is saying something. They lost to the Atlanta Hawks, who were without eight players, including Trae Young, DeAndre Hunter, Solomon Hill, Bogdan Bogdanovic, John Collins, Gorgui Dieng, Jalen Johnson, and Cameron Oliver. They had played the Lakers the night before. They return home to what now is the Sacramento Public Library. I mean, that's just the way it is. The place is dead. Could you imagine the Golden 1 Center right now without the PA system, without sound effects and music? Good Lord. I mean, how bad is that? But you lose to the JV team of the Atlanta Hawks. I mean, do the Kings care? Did the guys on the team really care when they lose? I mean, you come out of the gate, you're down 10 early, you're listless, you've got no heart, looks like you've got no desire. Really, there's too many guys that don't look like they give a damn. And fans are wanting to know, when's Monty McNair going to do something? When are you going to make some moves here? Were you going to try to fix the team, or is this going to be the same horror show? Night after night after night. Yeah, there are some good wins here and there, like to start the new year off with the victory over the Miami Heat. But last night, really? Last night, losing to that team without their starting backcourt, including the talented John Collins, and you lose? It's inexcusable. It's pathetic. It's bad. And again, the fans that remain want to know what the hell is going on. What the hell is going on? I don't have an answer. I really don't. Does anyone have an answer? Doesn't appear so. Does not appear so. And that's my rant for today.